Recording in progress.
I'd like to call to order the January 4th, 2024 meeting of the Tacoma Civil Service Board. And you have to excuse me tonight, I'm getting over a cold, so my voice is going to kind of go in and out. And may we have the roll call, please?
Board Member Ballantyne? Present. Here. Chair Hansen?
Present.
Board Member Klein?
Here.
Board Member Sexton?
Here.
Vice Chair Wick?
Here.
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
Here.
Thank you. We do have a new board.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think I was just doing what you were just about to do, to welcome and congratulate our new board member.
Thank you. Yes.
Board Member Ballantyne?
Absolutely. And we are very lucky to have Board Member Ballantyne. This is her first meeting. And I'd like to give you, introduce her and give you somewhat of a background. She has been very active in the Tacoma community. From the fall of 2020 to the present, she's been president of the Tacoma Community College Asian and Pacific Islander Club. And prior to her election to the Civil Service Board, she was executive board secretary of the Central Neighborhood Council. She's also a member and peer advocate for the Community Council of Tacoma. And she's a member of the Pierce County Women League of Voters. Additionally, she's a student senator for the student government at Tacoma Community College. And she's a member of the Student Government Hiring Committee. Again, we're very lucky to have Board Member Ballantyne. And if you'd like to add something to, if I've left something out, if you'd like to add something, or if you have a few comments as well.
I'm actually very thankful for that introduction. So I'm very excited to work with all of you. And I'm just excited to be here. And I appreciate you and Dan for your introductions. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to have all the other board members introduce themselves to you and give us, if you could give us a brief background, maybe a little brief bio of, and starting with Board Member Klein.
Yeah, Steve Klein, born and raised in Tacoma, and I attended Lincoln High School, which I think you have an association with. I worked in the electric utility industry for almost 40 years.
Thank you. I moved here from Denver in 1979, moved to Tacoma, got here and told myself, I love this place and I'm gonna live here the rest of my life. And that's kind of how it turned out. I retired a couple years ago from the Washington Education Association, which is a union representing teachers and professors in the regional universities and community colleges. And I'm enjoying retirement and glad to be here. Thank you.
My name's Corey Wick. I am the proud mom of a fifth grader in the Tacoma School District over at Browns Point. I have been with West Pierce Fire and Rescue as the Director of Administrative Services and Finance for 27 years. And go Huskies, I'm a proud UW alum. I have a master's in public administration from there. And I've been on the board a little over a year now. So I am the elected position from the employees. So, welcome.
Well, I guess we'll call this the Husky wing of the board. I am Dan Sexton. I'm retired. I was the legislative director for the State Association of Plumbers and Pipefitters. I'm a plumber by trade. I'm still active with the Pierce County Labor Council and very little else. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Sexton. So hopefully we've had a chance to look at the minutes for November 2nd, 2023. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I move adoption.
You have a second?
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. communication for information. The board will hold a study session on the topic of unclassified and classified service following this meeting. Initially, the board members will discuss this topic, and then we will give members of the public an opportunity to provide comments during this study session. And was there a sign-up sheet in the back for people if they wanted to come up to the podium to make a comment?
We don't normally put that back there for a study session, but we...
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. I mean, if you do want to make a comment, I will let everyone know. And then you can come forward to the podium and provide comments to this to us on this particular topic.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
They can also, the public is invited to the study session, and the study session is open. It's not like an executive session.
Right, yeah. And like I say, after you can certainly be present during the duration of the study session, and then after listening to our discussion, you can come to the podium and make comments. I'd also like to announce that there's not going to be a second reading of the proposed amendment to the Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.450. Adding a residency point preference system to all competitive examinations. There's just not enough votes on the board for that to pass, so that we're not going to pursue that. Next item is action on matters still pending new business, and we do have a motion and to vote on the blanket residency waiver. And I believe board member Wick is interested in making that motion and having the board vote on that. So I'd like to turn this over to board member Wick.
I would like to make a motion to reinstitute the blanket waiver. I guess that's the entire motion.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second it. Mm-hmm.
And do we have discussion of that motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Board Member Sexton.
I'm going to oppose this motion. I see this as a work in progress and just reinstating the blanket waiver at this time, I don't see how that would be helpful to us. So I would urge the other members to vote this down. Thank you.
I have a comment on my motion. During our public hearing on the issue that is no longer moving forward, there were a number of folks that came forward specifically to speak to the detrimental effects of not having this blanket waiver in place. Again, if you look at all of the information that was provided to this board during the study sessions over the course of a year, it is not equitable, it is not inclusive, it is detrimental to many communities. And there's just nothing that proves that because you live in Tacoma, you are the right person for a job. We've proven that from an economic standpoint, there are bodies of folks that have been priced out of living here. And so then they don't live here. And so they can't apply for a job. It's not logical. And I think at the very least, to Board Member Sexton's comments, I'm willing to amend to put a deadline or a reassessment of the issue, and we can do that at any time anyways, whether that's in the motion or not. It can always come back up for discussion. And again, from a historical perspective, for the vast majority of time since this has been in place, there has been a waiver, and I don't know what the burning desire is to all of a sudden take it away.
Any further discussion? Okay, all of those.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'll make this quick. I think this kind of sounds like, you know, beating a dead horse. But, you know, this is a real thing. The issue I've been pushing, you know, for a long time here, and, you know, I don't think we should just brush it away, my contention is that the blanket waiver is not working. The non-white population of the city of Tacoma is, I'm still waiting on the numbers. I believe it's 49%. The workforce of the city of Tacoma is over 80% white. So my argument is the blanket waiver is not working. That's been my contention all along. So that's where we're at right now. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay.
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 Okay, the motion does not pass.
I just wanted to just add one point for clarification. In terms of the waiver, you just defeated a motion to have no time attached to a blanket waiver. However, just to remind everybody that the prior situation was that a blanket waiver had been in place until December 31st. So now with this motion being defeated, there's nothing in place. So it's either case by case, or if the board is interested in taking up a maybe more time barred approach.
Mr. Chairman?
Board Member Sexton.
We did extend the blanket waiver.
Only through the 31st of last year.
No. Through to the 31st. That's as far as we went?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was something.
Yes, it was an extension, but the extension.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is consideration of matters set for public hearing.
None this evening.
Okay. Civil Service Coordinator report.
No report this evening. Okay.
Human Resources Director report and requests. Director Fritz.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Shelby Fritz, Human Resources Director, and have a few updates for you this evening. I also have a new member on my team, and I'd like to introduce Lisa Hilligoss, our new Employee Relations Manager. She accepted the role of managing our employee relations function, which covers coaching and development, performance management, conflict management, organizational change, and much more. She comes to us from the Pierce County Human Resources Department, where she most recently served as the Assistant Director of HR and HR for Employee and Labor Relations. In the short time that I've worked with her, I've found her to be highly competent, compassionate, and professional. She brings with her a significant amount of experience that we're already benefiting from, and I know she's going to do great things in this role. Plus, she has a great sense of humor, which is a minimum qualification for the job. So I'll just ask her to wave. I've got her in the audience. In other news, the City Council approved and we implemented a general wage increase of 2.75% effective 1/1/24 for our non-represented employee population. I'm sure you all have heard about this already, but just in case you haven't, the city has begun its review of the city charter. It happens every 10 years. So in December, the city began preparations by appointing a charter review committee consisting of 15 City of Tacoma residents. Individuals interested in serving on the committee submitted applications, and candidates were interviewed by the City Council's Government Performance and Finance Committee, and candidates were also reviewed by the City Council. 15 appointees were confirmed through resolution 41324 on December 19th. The council also provided committee members with a letter outlining areas it would like the committee to explore during its review, including recommendations for Article 6, which covers city employment, updates to language around discriminatory actions, the Civil Service Board, and personnel rules. The committee will begin meeting this month and will submit its final report and recommendations to the City Council May 7th of 2024. Another big review that recently took place, as required in the city charter, the 10-year management review of the TPU, Tacoma Public Utilities, was conducted. A firm named Baker Tilly was selected through a competitive process to conduct the review, looked at operations of each division within TPU and supporting general government services. They made recommendations to TPU in the areas of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, implementation of succession planning efforts, human resources functions, safety, and project management. That concludes my updates for this evening. Any questions before I move to waivers of competitive examination? Okay. So first, I'd like to introduce Georgia Lewis, a longtime Human Resources Department employee, recently promoted to Human Resources Analyst to present our first request for waiver of competitive examination.
There we go. Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Georgia Lewis, and I'm an HR analyst with the City of Tacoma. And I've been here for 18 years, and I'm currently supporting transmission and distribution at Tacoma Power. I hope you don't mind me reading my script, as this is my first presentation. I'd also like to introduce Cheryl Brown. She is the Business Services Manager over the Training and Apprenticeship Division with Tacoma Power. And so I am here tonight to ask for your consideration for a waiver of competitive exam for the Power Systems Dispatcher classification. This week, the Joint Apprenticeship and Training Committee has approved the completion of Marcus Pearson from the Power Systems Dispatcher Candidate Training Program. This is a request for approval of a waiver of competitive examination to appoint Marcus Pearson into the Power Systems Dispatcher classification. Pursuant to the Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.570, in pursuant to the waiver of competitive examination. I have Cheryl Brown here that would like to add a little more information, and then I'll read the background.
Good evening, Chair Hansen, members of the board. My name is Cheryl Brown. I'm the, as she mentioned, the training and apprenticeship manager at Tacoma Power. Wanted to apologize. Usually I like to bring the graduates when we come. However, in this specific dispatch position, it requires shift work and manning of a desk 24/7. So he's unable to be here tonight, but wanted to speak on his behalf to say that he appreciates your consideration. Also wanted to share, we just received his final average for the whole program overall was 95.25%. He's been an exceptional candidate and passed his NERC final exam earlier than anticipated as well. So with him passing his NERC exam, the new effective date that we hope you'll consider would be January 23rd, 2024. So appreciate your time and consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for Marcus Pearson, Power System Dispatcher.
Do we have a second?
I, Board Member Meyer Ballantyne, second.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Motion passes. So you can continue with your next request.
Okay. So I also wanted to add that the apprenticeship and training programs are jointly sponsored between Transmission and Distribution and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW Local 483. The success of the program relies heavily on the collaboration and dedication of our employees, acting as instructors and mentors to the apprentices during their time in these programs. The training programs include on-the-job training and classroom hours done on their own time after hours for about 2 years, depending, it's a self-study, so depending on how soon they get it done on their own time. Their time and commitment to the trade is commendable, and we are pleased to be presenting these requests to you at this time. Marcus Pearson is a current Tacoma Power employee and has met all the necessary requirements, as Cheryl mentioned. He has competed in an open competitive examination in order to be selected for entry into the training program. Our open competitive process leverages outreach work we do year-round in the city of Tacoma. Candidates participate in a written exam in order to be placed on the eligible list. Successful candidates are invited to a practical exam and oral interviews as part of this process. So I would like to thank you for considering this request for a waiver of competitive exam.
Oh, okay, and this is for Dan. What about Dan?
That's a separate group.
Pardon me?
That's a separate work group. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you were doing Dan Norris as well. Okay.
Thank you.
So next up is Marie Angel, Human Resources Analyst.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the board. My name is Marie Angel. I'm a human resources analyst supporting Public Works, Planning and Development Services, and Environmental Services. Tonight, we are here to request a waiver of competitive examination for Dan Norris, a signal and lighting electrician. Alongside with me to help support that request is Lee Starr, Assistant Division Manager for Public Works Transportation Division.
Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board, thank you for this opportunity to share just a little bit about our program and a little bit about Dan Norris, who I believe is here today as well, attending virtually. The City of Tacoma Public Works Signal and Streetlight Shop is very unique in that our electricians both work with live power like linemen, but we also work with traffic signals. So we program computers and we work with live power. To my knowledge, we are the only public works department in the state, or anywhere for that matter, that I'm aware of that is set up this way. We're very unique in that matter. And usually for the first 2 years of our 7,000-hour apprenticeship program, we apprentice alongside Tacoma Power electricians. And in the third year, the apprentices focus on traffic signal operations and maintenance. I say usually because Dan had a very unique apprenticeship where the second day of his employment as a signal and lighting electrician, the city completely shut down due to COVID in 2020. So Dan had quite a bunch of hurdles to jump through. And we had to flip-flop our program a little bit. So he ended up taking the third year first and doing first and second year is second and third year. So it was a little bit different. But he was able to overcome that obstacle as well. Public Works Signal and Streetlight Shop only hires apprentices. And like Tacoma Power, Dan went through a competitive process for the apprenticeship program because there's no other public or private entity or utility or jurisdiction where we can recruit journey-level electricians that have the unique combination of skill sets that we require. I will say we're a small shop and every journey level electrician is invested in these graduates and in our future. Today with me are a couple of members of our JATC, Glenn Yotter, the supervisor, and Greg Ernsberger, the secretary of the JATC. They've spent countless hours working with these apprentices and with Dan and have helped flip-flop that schedule around and work through all these barriers that we had to overcome with COVID. I also want to recognize Ricky Woody and our training coordinator, Jeff Wingett. They say has spent a lot of time working on this program. We are an LNI-supported apprenticeship program, and our labor and industries representatives that oversee public and private apprenticeship programs have frequently shared with us that they have repeatedly held up our program as a model for other apprenticeship programs in the region. And again, that's in large part due to the dedication of the individuals on our JTC. I've been out at the traffic signal shop for the past 12 years. I've been with the city for about 28 years now. And I can say without hesitation that Dan is an outstanding city employee and public servant. Dan is known in the shop and maybe sometimes teased just a little bit for asking a lot of questions, but his inquisitive nature has allowed him to grow in his knowledge and excel in the program. And so Dan, I say, keep asking those questions, keep it up. Despite the multiple challenges that COVID created throughout his time as an apprentice, Dan successfully completed the program and is a solid journey level electrician. So it is both a joy and a privilege to add my voice to this request tonight. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you guys have.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for Dan Norris, signal and lighting electrician.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Motion passes. And Dan Norris is here today. He's here virtually.
Virtually, yeah.
Norris, if you can, would you like to make a few comments? I'm not sure if the Zoom has that capability, but maybe not. Okay. Well, congratulations, Mr. Norris, on your completion of the program, and the city is lucky to have you, and it sounds like you are an excellent, outstanding employee, and you'll have a great career with the city of Tacoma.
Thank you.
So thanks.
Thank you, Chair Hansen, members of the board, appreciate it.
Thank you. Next item is the comments by the public. Director Fritz, sorry.
No problem. Just one more request from my report is regarding the residency requirement. Given the number of recruitments that we're doing, I'm asking that the board consider meeting more frequently so that as we have residency waivers come up, we'll be able to kind of process them in a timely fashion. So, we can talk about what that looks like, but in order to be successful in hiring, I'm hoping that you'll consider a more frequent cadence of meeting just to consider those.
Okay. I had suggested that as well, and I was thinking about this also, and there may be, of course, situations where you anticipate a low level of applicants because either the requirements for the position are fairly stringent, or you just don't have a large number of applicants. And in those situations where you anticipate low turnout, prior to actually interviewing the individuals and making an offer, you can come to us in anticipation of that and ask for a waiver so that when you are ready to make an offer to the selected applicant, you can have that waiver in place. So that might be one way to resolve it. But yeah, I think that potentially we may need to meet twice a month, and I don't know if we can, if you want us to consider that, we can consider that by motion tonight. And if we want, if we do want to have a motion on that, we can vote on it. Because I think given that this affects all members of the board, I don't want to make a unilateral decision.
Ideally, it would be weekly from our perspective, given the volume of hiring that we're doing. But we will take what we can get as well.
Oh, okay. Is there any board member that would like to add a comment in that regard about meeting twice a month instead of once per month. And I know for some of us are retired and we have plenty of time, some of us don't. And I know that we do have as an option appearance by Zoom, but if there's anyone that wants to discuss the difficulty they may have with doing that, you know, go ahead, you can go ahead and do that now. Otherwise, we could approve that by motion tonight and get that resolved right away. Do we have any input from any of the board members as to whether or not that would be a doable schedule for them?
Hi, board member. To the board members, I would be able to meet any time if it had to be weekly or twice a month. So that'd be fine.
Okay, that's great. And
I would just say, from being a single mother, that would not be so conducive to add potentially weekly meetings.
I understand, and hopefully, you know, you'd be in this position where you can meet by Zoom as well. I know also that we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I would like to begin discussion of this classified issue. And I know that's going to require quite a bit of time. So I think we can go ahead and vote on this issue and get this resolved. Is there a motion to begin scheduling meetings of the Civil Service Board twice on a bi-monthly basis? Martha, you seem to be a little...
I just had a potential, it's just a suggestion, but maybe a motion to have the blanket waiver go month by month, so you could reconsider it at each, you know, if like you could, I'm just making a suggestion. No, we're not. I mean, obviously one of you would have to make such a motion, but I was just thinking that that could work as a cadence, that you would see how many waivers, you know, had gone under the blanket waiver the month before. And if it was too many, you could readjust. But again, I mean, I just a thought, and as I'm seeing you sort of struggling with trying to pick up the pace and meeting times, I know that's inconvenient in a lot of cases for a lot of people.
Right, yeah, I really don't. As we're during the course of our discussion over the past year, we have mentioned the fact that if this is gonna be unworkable and it's not working out, then we can revisit this issue. And so we're always amenable to taking another look at it by doing it month by month, I think we're just gonna have more headaches than it's gonna be worth it. But right now, I you know, if the board doesn't, if there's no motion, then the board, you know, there's no objection, then I think we'll just go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, would a motion to meet as needed, would that be in order?
No, I'm Director Fritz is, and you're shaking your head with regard to that. And could you let us know if that would be workable for you?
Sure. I think that would be challenging because we'll need some time, sometimes to depend on. I don't think it would be helpful to you if we were trying to schedule things at like the last minute. So if we had some established dates and times, that would be preferred.
Okay. And like I said, we have a lot more work to do than we've had in the past. And I think in the past, we've just basically approved waivers of the personnel rules, but we're going to be moving on from that. And we're going to have, and like I said, we do have a lot of work to do. Not only do we have to address this classified issue, but Director Fritz has anticipated some changes to the personnel rules that we want to begin discussion of. And I would like to start discussing other changes to the personnel rules. So we have a lot of work ahead of us, and it's a little difficult to get it all accomplished in a couple hours once a month. So I think really having meetings twice a month would be in order. So unless there's any objection to that or a motion, then I think we can go ahead and schedule meetings for twice a month. Director Fritz?
One more potential suggestion. We don't have to, I think we what we could do is set aside brief periods of time, like 15 to 30 minutes, and only do residency waiver type of discussions. We could even do things virtually over Zoom during the lunch hour or whatever is most convenient for the board. I don't think we need to do a double the meetings for this group so that you actually have to come in and have a full agenda. I think we could have a special meeting potentially that's much shorter and just focuses on the topic of residency waivers. So just another idea of how to try to package it a little more efficiently.
Well, I mean, we could try to do that initially, and again, though, we do have a lot of work to do, and we can see if we can get our work done and do it kind of on an ad hoc basis. And so, yeah, we can give that a try. And then you would contact Ms. Hobson to schedule the special meetings, and then we would have the option of appearing in person or by Zoom, which might be more convenient for you and less time consuming. So we could give that a try and see how that works initially. So let's do that, and then we'll see how that goes. How's that? Okay.
Can I clarify? So you're saying that I know we have a broad base of work to do that we've talked about. Are the meetings that we're talking about adding solely for the purpose of the residency, or are you looking to kind of pick up the pace on the other projects as well?
Well, I think initially we can see if we can make any progress without having the bi-monthly meetings. And if we can't, then we can take another look at that. But these issues that we're going to be dealing with are going to be very complicated, as we all know. But initially we could see if we could get it done. Unless someone has another idea. Does anyone else? Board Member Sexton?
No, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to, before we moved on though, I wanted to ask Director Fritz about something else.
Oh, go ahead.
Madam Director, earlier you brought up the Charter Review Committee, which was, something that I attended every one of those meetings and committee meetings last time, and I'm certainly not volunteering or asking to do that again. I don't want to do that, but hopefully, perhaps someone on the board would have the time to do that. The last time the Charter Review Committee met, the biggest issue they had was residency. And they made a hell of an effort. And then at the, after kicking it around for months, they decided the easiest solution would be to kick it back to us, which we have not made any progress on it since then. So probably where this thing needs to be, deserves to be, is the Charter Review Committee. And, hopefully, the board will want to, will be interested and will want to work with the committee and the council, and maybe good things will happen from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Sexton. I think that it might be a good idea that if there are issues affecting the Civil Service Board, that the board be given an opportunity to provide input to the committee. so that they get all sides of the story. And as I've said numerous times before, I'm a firm believer in due process, which means everybody gets to tell their side of the story. So we would certainly appreciate that opportunity during the course of discussions with the Charter Review Committee. I think we're ready for the study session at this point.
Can we take a quick break?
Oh, okay. Okay.
You also have public comment on your regular agenda, I think, before you...
No, I've already asked. I believe I already asked for comments. You went first. Okay, when I was getting ready to do that, are there comments by the public at this time? Okay, so we're going to take a short, what are you thinking, 5 minutes? And we'll reconvene at 6:45. I'm still, I missed that day in kindergarten where they told us how to tell time. So 5:45. Thank you for that clarification.
Are we